Now, following our first bank holiday weekend with fewer restrictions, many beauty spots across the country experienced a strong influx of visitors. But some tourist traps have experienced a growing problem of wild camping with litter and fires and the lack of facilities becoming a real issue. Our reporter Josh Crosby is on Achill Island, just off the coast of County Mayo. Josh, good morning. What's the situation in Achill?
Good morning, Pat. Well, staycations and an outdoor summer, they're sure things here on Achill. Maybe not so much today. It's a bit grey, there's a bit of drizzle, but look, it's early yet. Anyway, Kim Beach, there are different pronunciations, but the locals here, they've told me it's Kim. Well, anyway, it's been named as one of the best beaches in Europe. So I suppose given that, combined with the demand for camper vans, the area has been hit with floods of people over the past few weeks. However, just last weekend, the road to the beach had to be closed due to the sheer level of traffic heading in that direction. There have been calls now by locals for better structures to be put in place to manage what is sure to be a busy summer ahead. Firstly, I met with local Fianna Fáil councillor Paul McNamara, who was delighted about the interest of people wanting to visit Achill, but just explained what the current situation is.
Over the last couple of weeks, we have seen everything on the East Coast and the problems they're having. And, you know, government really haven't provided enough funding, in my opinion, for the facilities on the West Coast. There is a few simple things that have to be provided that are not being provided along the Wild Atlantic Way. For our camper vans, we have to have proper facilities where a camper van can pull in for the night, dispose of its waste, use electricity, let it be provided. Toilets. Most of the people visiting the Wild Atlantic Way are spending 2 or 3 hours in a car or a vehicle getting there. There has to be toilets along these areas. And bins. They're three simple things, but they're so important. And in my opinion, councils have not done enough to provide these along the Wild Atlantic Way. Everything seems to be focused on the East Coast and what's not being provided there. We have a 12-week tourist season now ahead of us. Councils should have taken on extra staff, outdoor staff, to cater for this, but they haven't. So how can the workforce remain the same? Thousands of people flock into the area. We have to act. We're going to have a bumper season along the West Coast, and we want people to enjoy it, feel welcome, and we need the facilities to be there to cater for them. So it's very important that councils look around, see what can be done in the next 2 to 2 weeks especially, because we don't want to get this wrong.
And as the local councillor now, what's going to be done about it?
Well, in fairness, over the last week, I have been working very closely with Mayo County Council, and the toilets and the bins have been rolled out and they are in place now. But we need a plan. We need a plan for the upkeep of the both toilets and bins in these areas. It's fine saying they're there, but will the service be there to keep the toilets clean, to keep the bins emptied? Because that is very important.
Achill Island Councillor Paul McNamara. Josh, what is Mayo County Council saying in relation to all of this?
Well, the council says it is calling on the public to leave no trace and that additional bins and portaloos are in place in many visitor locations. But Pat, all the people I've spoken to here in Achill, they are delighted and they're happy out to see people coming to the island. It's just they want to see greater facilities and they're appealing to people to be more responsible. The next person you'll hear from now is Chris McCarthy, who is the manager of Achill Tourism. And he says it's just a small minority causing issues in some of these beauty spots.
We all love to see the crowds and we're not in the business of hiding anything. We want to showcase everything we have. Now, we've had small issues of people not complying with what you should be doing, like bring their own rubbish home with them. You know, we haven't got the infrastructure here for the amount of rubbish some people seem to leave behind them, but it's only a really small minority. The majority of our visitors here are really great people. Last weekend, seen a new business starting off where a chap is running a shuttle service back and forth. So you can park your car in other less populated places on the island, jump on the shuttle bus.
So the shuttle service, is there anything else you'd like to see or to improve the situation?
We're working closely with Mayo County Council on rolling out each year, trying to improve all the time. The toilets, they need improvement and council are working hard on it. We are lucky we're getting a big state-of-the-art toilets, shower facilities on Keel Beach. That won't be there this year, so people just have to have a little bit of patience, a little bit of respect. This community has been here long, long time, Josh, and we just want to keep the place as best we can to hand it over to the next generation.
Should it be rude for me to come here and not see some of these beauty spots? Will we take a look?
Oh, we'll go for a spin, Josh.
You can show me around.
I will indeed. Come on.
You can really understand now why the locals want to protect the beautiful landscape there.
Yeah, so you see, like, Achill is a hub of activities. We have 9 loop walks on the island. The cycle hubs are there for everybody. You don't need to bring anything to the island, Josh. You can hire everything. And I suppose the message we're trying to get out is educate yourself and leave no trace. Bring your rubbish away with you.
So that's the manager of ACL Tourism, Chris McCarthy. Did you see any of the damage to the environment yourself, Josh?
Yes, Pat. So I met up with local resident Saoirse McHugh down at Kim Beach. Now, this is one of the main attractions. It's the location that draws people for, I suppose, a picture to post on social media. But as you'll hear now towards the end of this next clip, there was evidence that the area was being disrespected. I actually ended up giving Saoirse a hand cleaning up a burnt out tent that was on the beach.
What we have now is a huge amount of people camping, which in my own opinion is fine, but it's just like that Kim is not set up for it. Bank Holiday weekend, they ended up closing the road. The guards ended up closing the road at 12 because the car park was full of people's cars that are camping, that it just ends up blocked, and it means that very few people end up being able to use the beach, when I'd say with a tiny bit of planning, a lot of these problems could be fixed. There's several things you could do with the car park. I'd like to see lines put on it so people are parked in the most efficient way. Could you bring in something like 2 hours free? But I'd really like to see like a warden or like a park ranger, almost like you get in the US, going around and telling people or asking people not to have campfires, because it's destroying the ground and the ground doesn't really seem to recover at all. A lot of those scorch marks are from last year as well. I put up no campfire please signs, because what it does is it just leaves these scorch parts of earth, and for some reason it doesn't seem to recover. And what I'm quite afraid of is one day one will just take off up the mountain. There must be 50, 60 scorch marks just on this tiny patches of grass that we see in front of us. And it looks rubbish, you know, and leaving big piles of burnt glass is kind of not really what you want to see on a beach that is flogged for, you know, Fall to Ireland, for the Wild Atlantic Way. It's on every brochure about Mayo, about Westport. And it just feels like it's flogged and flogged and not taken care of. I will still go down and pick up stuff off the beach.
So we're here now on Kim Beach. We've walked down to the sand and we're just after finding the remains of a burnt out tent.
It's like, wow, what is it? It's like all the melted plastic. It's a huge lump of melted plastic. It's disgusting. It looks like there's sleeping bags burnt out, cans of Guinness. It's disgusting. It's really gross, actually. Well, you can see the briquettes that they used. You can smell the plastic, the burnt plastic. It's just rubbish.
And that's Saoirse McHugh and the remains of a burnt out tent on one of Ireland's most picturesque beaches. So, more toilets, bins, management of camper vans, all services which we know will be in huge demand this summer. Did you get to speak to anyone who's actually camping there at the moment, Josh?
No, so there was one tent pitched at Kim Beach when I was there, and I asked a couple staying in it, would they mind speaking to me just about their opinion on this, of the services that are provided for camping? But they didn't really want to speak to me. And I suppose when they saw us hauling up the bags of rubbish from the beach, maybe it might have turned them off the idea. But I did meet with John Sweeney, who represents the ACL Community Futures Group, which works with the council in developing community ideas. While I was speaking with John, I also met his son, Graeme, who has done a lot of camping and campervan trips around the world, to hear their views on the matter.
We have a great product here. We just were not ready for the numbers that came on us, descended on us. And I think it's a valuable lesson that we've learned in the last couple of weekends, and maybe with a little bit of financial help from maybe the county councils, that we could really improve our services and give the visitors an even better product than we have already. I think that county council and the Gardaí took a right decision to close the road in the interest of safety. Common sense prevailed, and I think that's very, very good. Bins, I think that's the same problem all over the country. It is not relevant just to ACL. This just highlighted an issue that has been staring us in the face for 30 years. While the county councils and local governments were taking away toilets, the private shopkeeper and restaurateur was just giving the public the facilities that they needed. In conjunction with the county council, they could develop toilet facilities better on all the beaches, certainly around all the five blue flag beaches that we have. These little kinks, we'll iron them out. And if we all pull our weight together, I don't think that there'll be a problem there in the future. Now, my son, who's sitting across from me here, has travelled continents and done a lot of travelling with camper vans. And I'd say he's far more experienced than I have, so I'd like to hear his opinion on
it. My name is Graeme Sweeney.
And you've camped around the world?
I have, yeah. I've been very fortunate pre-pandemic to have seen a lot of the world.
And how would you compare other countries' services to what we provide here in Ireland for people touring in a camper van?
Well, I suppose the type of stay I did was different to the big camper vans that you'd see now. Looking at some European countries and talking to some people who have travelled past through ACL in the last few weeks, we definitely need to learn how to cater for camper vans and wild camping a lot better than we're doing at the moment. If that's done by means of, you know, a one night stay and then you move on, because there is a situation here that people are parking up for days on end. There just needs to be a protocol or a procedure in place so that this isn't going to go away. And I think this is something to be celebrated if done correctly. So I think we just need to learn from other countries and maybe put together a procedure as soon as possible, because we're looking at every weekend from now as being a busy time. So we need to learn fast and we need to put some plans in place.
And that's father and son John and Graham Sweeney, who are residents of Achill Island. And I don't know, the area near you, how well is the council in your area prepared for the influx of staycationers? You might let us know by texting 53106. It's News Next.